we have been the sort of ER. So you come to us, you've got something not working. We do an X-ray. We can show you what the issue. But when you come out of our ER, you become a bionic man. So we have solved your issue, but then suddenly your arm is not broken anymore, but even stronger, you become bionic. So that's a bit the picture to say, we come in your organization, we X-ray your, we make them bionic.
Are you ready to hear business stories and learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and level up your business from awesome CEOs, entrepreneurs, and founders without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresh values your time and is ready to share with you the valuable info you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Alex Winsko. Alex, excited to have you on the show.
Thank you for inviting me, Gresh. I'm very excited also for joining your show.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited as well, too, to hear about all the awesome things that you're doing. But of course, before we do that, I want to read a little bit more about Alex so you hear about some of those awesome things. And Alexandra Winsko is the CEO of iGraphics. He brings nearly 20 years of experience to the highly competitive process marketplace. With experience as an industry leader in various software as a service companies, he has held key positions as CEO of CaseWise and Senior Vice President roles at Celonis, including Senior Vice President of ISV, Asia Pacific, Japan, and private equity. In his former role as CEO of CaseWise, he successfully led the company's sale to Irwin, and during his tenure at Synovio, Alex has played a pivotal role in building Synovia's North America into a process modeling and mining space leader, ultimately resulting in a successful acquisition by SAP. And I'm always a fan where I say the processes and the systems will set you free, and it's not the number of hours that you use, but how you leverage them. And I'm sure Alex would definitely say something along the same lines as that. But some pretty cool fun facts I found out. Alex devotes his time to volunteer work. He's a member of Hope and Aid Direct, providing food, clothing, medical supplies, and hope to families in need. And he also is a real Epicurean with a strong passion for hospitality. And we were just talking about all the awesome things that he likes to make and cook and do phenomenal things. So Alex, excited to have you on the show. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Let's get it started then. So to kick everything off, let's rewind the clock a little bit. Hear a little bit more on how you got started, what I call your CEO story.
Yeah, the story started maybe like anyone else after education. I had my first job around process. Software companies specialize on helping organizations to run their business more efficiently. At the time, it was a bit of a gray box, and what does it mean? And that was a bit the beginning of AI, providing data analytics to help, as I said, to run more efficiently. And I joined as a sales guy, and very quickly I became the CEO of this business. And as you said earlier, I sold it after to an American company, and the market got very hot. So I worked not 10 years, but a few years at Synovio, the same thing, successful exit, then Celonis, again, a different, still in the same space, different player. And maybe a couple of years ago, just above 2 years ago, I joined iGraphics, a bit to replicate everything I've learned and to take this organization to the next level.
Nice. I absolutely love that. They said success leaves clues. So it sounds like by bringing you on and you having that experience, you've been able to take this experience, all the things that you learned and things that you've gone through to be able to bring this to this organization now and be able to continue to replicate that and probably building it further, I imagine, the goal is.
That's the plan.
Yes. Absolutely. So I wanted to drill down a little bit more. Could you tell me a little bit more about what you're doing at iGraphics, how you're making that impact and serving the clients that you work with?
Yeah, as I said, our customers are normally large organizations, so which is full of complexity. So we help clients to identify any inefficiencies, bottlenecks in their processes, and indirectly uncover any opportunity for not. I like to say we are the growth accelerator by providing this sort of unparalleled visibility into their process through process mining and AI. If you want a sort of metaphor, something quite easy to understand what we do, we have been the sort of ER. So you come to us, you've got something not working. We do an X-ray. We can show you what the issue. But when you come out of our ER, you become a bionic man. So we have solved your issue, but then suddenly your arm is not broken anymore, but even stronger, you become bionic. So that's a bit the pitch here to say, we come in your organization, we x-ray your, we make them bionic.
Nice. I love that analogy. And who wouldn't want to be bionic in their business and then even in their life to be able to make sure those things happen? But I imagine, like, when you're having those conversations, so many people probably don't realize, like, how, what those things are, what's causing them pain. So you probably do need to have that x-ray on the entire business to start to identify that and, of course, be able to solve that.
Yeah, you are right. A lot of organizations have got business intelligence or dashboarding, but they don't understand why it's not working as planned. So thanks to our technology, we can really find the root cause. With the AI algorithm, we can make some prescriptive decisions to help them to solve the issue, and as I said, and then move on and improve it. Depending on your business, your maturity, you have to pick your battle. As you said, you would like to x-ray the full organization, but you have to start with where you feel there is something painful. It can be around cash, it can be around supply chain. It really depends on your organization.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. So I guess, could you take me through what that process looks like for you working with clients? Do they reach out and say, hey, I have this pain or this thing isn't working efficiently? And then you just go through the steps with the AI and the software to be able to evaluate that?
Yeah, so depending on the maturity of our clients, some have got low maturity, are not very familiar with process improvement or AI, as we call it. So we normally start around processes around cash, because everyone, they want to improve cash flow, receivable, account payable, you know, order to cash, anything around cash. So we try to understand their environment, what's their current pain. And normally we will say, okay, you know what, let's move to a proof of value. Let us demonstrate the value, how we can really, because they need to figure out, they need to understand how much we can help them. So sometimes by taking a scope, showing them the value, suddenly it's much easier for them to understand it and say, okay, let's design a project together and let's start to the next level. On the opposite way, you've got a very large organization with high maturity. They come to us to say, hey, we've got a very complex supply chain. Can you help us to improve or reduce the production days by 10%, by 20%, or increase the production rate? Anyway, so we help them with technology to achieve.
Yeah, I appreciate you breaking that down. Do you feel like that's part of what I would like to call your secret sauce? This could be for yourself individually, the business, or a combination of both. But is it your ability to be able to, of course, marry the technology with the ability to understand, like, business as a whole and where there might be opportunities and be able to leverage that technology to do that? Do you think that's part of what sets you apart and makes you unique?
I think it is one of the ingredients. I think the real secret sauce, because technology like that can be very complex. So if you think about 10, 20 years ago, it was designed for subject matter expert. You need a specific degree, you need to be an engineer to try to fix anything. We have always been customer-focused and customer-driven, and we really have this is outside-in approach. Our platform has been designed to be used by everyone in the organization. So globally, to give the ability for any role, from the HR manager to, the CFO, the financial guy, anyone can really leverage and use easily the technology, because we understand, as you said, everyone wants to x-ray or scan their organization, but you need to involve all these different stakeholders to an initiative. As you said earlier, your picture was very great about your elbow. It's all connected with the rest of the body, so you can't just work with one team that understands how to leverage this technology. You need this sort of Google Sheet, really easy. You get the intelligence provided by the technology, and you can make very easy action, because the technology provides you this sort of action insight, and that's brilliant. That's where I think we have got our sort of secret sauce.
Yeah, and I think that's so powerful to, you know, have that understanding. I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or even a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
The most profound, really, or impactful resource for me, I know you're going to smile, has been probably the wisdom of my wife. Let me explain why it makes me use smart sync. She close partner, and I say my wife, because I mean your close partner, she has been able to provide some insight and perspective, right? that have been often instrumental in my decision-making process, because with a different background, she's a different background, she's American, but from minority, so we have a different culture, education. She had been able to offer me this sort of balance of empathy, logic, and even foresight, which I think has been very rare to find in the traditional business resources that I said books or apps. Obviously, she knows me too. So sometimes it's been a bit this mentor, safe environment where I can really share that. So I will give an advice to many entrepreneurs, depending on your maturity or your success. For me, having someone very close, you share and challenge some ideas. It's great to hear someone you trust, value the insight, because sometimes you may be wrong, sometimes you may miss a dimension that books can't tell you. If not, it would be too easy. We all read books from our business review. I mean, it's not just copy and after. If we want to be more down to earth, of course, there are different tools. So one of mine that I use regularly, I think, is probably the mind mapping visual tool that helps you to structure information to help you better analyze the complexity sometimes of what you need for your new idea. Because I'm quite visual, so I quite like this visual part to see ideas and what resources I need to assign. It's one of, I would say, a gadget or tool I use with, of course, a strong support of my wife.
Yeah, you definitely got great cool points for that, for being able to do that. So what would you consider to be a little bit more of what I call a CEO nugget? This could be a little bit more word of wisdom or piece of advice. It might be something you would tell a client, or if you hopped into a time machine, you might tell your younger business self.
So if I had to give entrepreneurs or business owners maybe a get, is probably a few of them would be embrace failure, right? Because it is a learning opportunity. So a lot of people, when they fail, they see that as a setback, but don't. It's a vital part of the learning process. If you think about all these very successful entrepreneurs today, if we think about Musk or Steve Jobs at the time, all these people, they have failed many times. Obviously, they rarely write books about failure, which I think that's a pity. But it's part of the process. It's natural to get there. So embrace that. Fail is a normal part of the journey. To go back a bit, as you said earlier, on relationship here, being able to share things with someone close. But business is about building relationship. Of course, we've got technology, we've got AI that provide a lot of valuable data, you know, can make us more productive. But at the end of the day, I still convince that people buy from people. They can make rational to build a shortlist, but a lot of the time, the decision to go with one vendor versus another one is a relationship, is the people behind. So really invest time and effort in building strong, authentic relationship. I think to be authentic is so important because we meet so many people, very superficial, I mean, today with social media, everything. So to read to your client, to your partners, to your employees, right, to your people, and show you care on business quality, I think relationship really will take you to the next level. And I think it's important. Yeah, that would be probably the main one. And the last one is once you've built a network on this relationship, on as I said, you're going through this journey of growing, failing, and bouncing back. It's a journey of learning. So make sure you invest on yourself. Invest to learn, to always try to learn, because the world today is changing even quicker than it's ever been. So you have to make this effort to always continuously learn, self-improve. We all can do that, right? We all need to do that. But when I say invest in yourself, is also mentally and physically, because it's high. Our job demands so much resources. If you are not physically, mentally capable of that, it's hard, right? It's not a sprint. We are in a marathon. Sometimes with some sprint period with this ecosystem and this world changing so quick. So think about yourself also. I think it's very important.
Yeah, I appreciate you so much in sharing that. So what would you consider to be your definition for my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO? And our goal is to have different quote-unquote CEOs on this show. So Alex, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I like to say, probably the double A. One A for architect, because you try to build something, right? You design an organization with a vision, with a mission. So you put everything together to align with your stakeholders' interests, the usual stuff, looking after your own your staff and also your client. But you are the architect of that. Where I like to think is that's not enough because that's very, I wouldn't say boring, but it's the next one, I think, to really win people then can be for the second A, sort of alchemist, where you can transform something ordinary into something extraordinary. And I've seen it many times, organization not performing and you've got the right CEO or leader coming, can work, motivate the people, give them a vision and a mission that they want to believe. So certainly blending this, all these diverse elements can create something, I think, very powerful. From fostering, from culture, the collaboration aspect, all that. So it's why we say the structure of the architecture and this magic of the alchemy that can create, generate something very powerful.
Yes, I absolutely love that definition and perspective. Of course, I appreciate your time even more. So what I want to do now is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional that you can let our leaders, our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best people can get a hold of you, find about all the awesome things you and your team are working on.
So I would just say to the community, let's continue to provide this content and build this amazing network on LinkedIn. You have shared my name, so I will be glad to connect or to exchange or answer any question.
Awesome. I truly appreciate that, Alex. And of course, to make that even easier, we're going to have the links and information in the show notes. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Don't forget to schedule your complimentary digital marketing consultation at blue16media.com. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.